This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Vientiane in Laos PDR this afternoon on a two-day visit. Upon arrival, the Prime Minister was welcomed by Minister of Home Affairs of Laos PDR, Vilabhimbong Bodakham. The Indian diaspora welcomed Mr. Modi at the hotel. Later, Mr. Modi witnessed the Laotian Ramayan performance, Palak Palam or Pralak Praram. This is the Lao adaptation of the ancient epic Ramayana, as it is popularly known in Southeast Asia. During the first day of his visit today, Prime Minister will participate in the 21st of ASEAN-India Summit. He will also hold bilateral meetings with member countries and participating nations. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to attend the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane during his visit. Earlier in his departure statement, Prime Minister highlighted the importance of India's AEC policy. He said he will join the ASEAN leaders to review progress in the comprehensive strategic partnership and chart the future direction of cooperation. He said the East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity to deliberate on the challenges to peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. A huge crowd of admirers has gathered at the National Center for Performing Arts in Mumbai to pay their respect to the renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata, who breathed his last at the age of 86 at a hospital in Mumbai last night. His mortal remains are being kept at the NCPL lawns until 4:30 p.m. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several ministers and leaders have expressed their condolences on the demise of the renowned businessman and philanthropist. Prime Minister also spoke with Ratan Tata's brother, Noel Tata, this morning. More from our correspondent at the National Center for Performing Arts. Thousands of admirers paid their respects to Ratan Tata. Dignitaries including Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, Minister of Industries Uday Samant, NCP SP Supremo Sarad Pawar, former Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray, RBI Governor Shaktikant Das, industrialist Kumar Mangalam Birla have visited to honor him. The atmosphere here is gloomy as crowds of all ages, including Tata Group employees, wait to bid farewell to their beloved leader. His final rites are scheduled to take place at the Worli Crematorium this evening. Mr. Tata, who passed away yesterday at the age of 86 in a Mumbai hospital, was instrumental in transforming the Tata Group into a globally recognized conglomerate. The Maharashtra government has declared today a day of mourning, cancelling all government events. During a cabinet meeting, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde tabled a motion of condolence and proposed that the central government confer the Bharat Ratna, India's highest civilian award, on Mr. Tata. Paying tributes to industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said he played a huge role in making the Tata Group a beacon for Indian industry. Mr. Shah said Ratan Tata was a respected industrialist, not just in India but in the world. He said under the leadership of Ratan Tata, the Tata Group did a lot of work in many other areas, including education, cancer treatment. The Home Minister said this while addressing the 119th annual session of the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi. He asked industries in the country to increase their scale and size. Mr. Shah said companies have to dream big and make it global. He said the chambers and industries need to come together to make this dream possible. Mr. Shah said across the world's democracies, there appears to be a crisis of trust and consistent leadership is rare seen in democracies around the globe. The Durga Puja festival is being celebrated with religious fervor across the country, particularly in eastern states like West Bengal, Assam, Tripura and Odisha. In West Bengal, a large number of devotees are gathering in pandals across the state to have a glimpse of goddess idol. In badminton, India's Kiran George and Lakshya Sen have advanced to the men's singles quarterfinals of the Arctic Open 2024 in Vantaa, Finland. Kiran defeated world number 25 Wang Zhu Ji and Taiwan 23-21, 21-18, while Sen's opponent Rasmus Gamke of Denmark gave him a walkover in the opening round. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.